Welcome to Career Tools. I'm Mark Horseman, one of our co-founders. Just like we did 2 weeks ago in our Manager Tools feed, we are going to surge a series of casts for the next several days about career obstacles that you'll be facing in light of COVID-19. We're going to cover how to help other people, how to respond to a career crisis, job search tips, and even getting laid off. An uncomfortable topic, but it's going to happen in record numbers, and we want as many of you as we possibly can help to be prepared. Tough times like these call for us to be our best, to care for each other, and to stay hopeful. We're rooting for you, and if you need help, send us a mail.
Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, Google Job Search Tips, Chapter 2. Here we go. Well, in our previous cast of Google Job Search Tips, we demonstrated the opportunities you could find to expand your network searching just for your town and the word business.
Yeah.
Right? And we've got more.
Yeah. And in fact, Mike, since that cast, there's a whole thread on the forums with hundreds of people posting searches already done for people for various cities and talking about how incredible it was. They've discovered all kinds of businesses that they hadn't been aware of in their neighborhood, big cities and small cities. Exactly. And the beauty of that, of course, is there may be some companies in there that you have no interest in going to work for, but creating relationships and opportunities with them, you may interview and be told no, but that'll make you a better interviewee for when you get a great opportunity. And if you don't have an opportunity, scoffing at ones that exist is kind of dumb. we say there are two parts of the job search, getting offers and then taking offers. Well, the reason for that is too many people think, I want to get only one offer. I want to get just the right offer. And they're not ready for it when it actually happens, or they don't get it because they're not any good at it. And so we say, take any offer you can get, you know, or at least want any offer you can get, and then decide later whether or not you want to go to work there by having a multitude of offers. And these kind of searches are great because they expand the funnel. They give you more opportunities. If you get an offer that you don't want, you can turn it down, but you can't turn down an offer you don't have.
There you go.
Now, the thing is you do those searches and you find out events, for instance, through your chamber of commerce, local business organizations, and so on. The people are going to be in a lot of different specialties. So now the question becomes, what if you want to meet people who carry out similar work to you, who are in your specialty? Maybe it's IT, maybe it's engineering, maybe it's marketing, whatever. They may know about the kind of opportunities you're interested in. And now you're not just searching for companies. Now you're searching for people. And again, companies may have opportunities and people may have opportunities, or people may know of other opportunities. And this is just a matter of doing a simple Google search. Again, the whole point of this, let's expand our funnel. Let's give ourselves more opportunities, and you never know what could happen. So basically what we've got here is three examples of Googling your town, quote unquote, your town, and then also adding to that your industry / specialty.
It's really simple. We're going to teach you how to do this by going through three examples.
Right.
So let's go to the first one. Google your town and your industry specialism, example number one.
Yeah. So, look, obviously, in our last cast, we did this. We talked about just any opportunity. And those, you know, you'll come up with, in general, a big group of people. There'll be a lot of general business people there. But you'll also want to talk to people who have knowledge about the market in your area of expertise. And look, we're going to do this in a way that hopefully people like, just like in the previous show. We're going to search in three towns, and we're going to start with Charlotte, North Carolina. For a specialty, we're going to choose Java development. Okay, I'm sure we could have chosen a different specialty. Please don't write us and say we chose the wrong specialty. This works for any specialty. Wendy's shown her doing it a number of times. It's incredible. And I didn't know to do it. Luckily, I have a good network. But, I mean, she showed me. I was like, wow, this is incredible. So the Google search was Charlotte, North Carolina, Java development. All the results on the first page were job listings, which wasn't what we wanted. So we added to the search minus the minus sign or the hyphen, job, J-O-B. that eliminates from the search any result which includes the word job or job. It's a standard Boolean logic which says, hey, look, my search results are too big, and so I'm going to subtract some things from the search. What results did you get? Well, the first three results were training, okay, which makes sense. People are trying to attract Java developers to, or people who want to be Java developers to come to training. But at the bottom of that first page, there was Java meetups near Charlotte, North Carolina. There are two groups meeting in the Charlotte area, either of which could help. And on the pages you can go to from there, there's even more related groups which could be interested to you. Now, let's pause here for just a second. And don't feel bad about this, because I might very well do it as well. Okay, some of you are saying, oh, I don't know, I don't want to go to a group or a meeting. Right, Mike? I mean, there's some people like that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be a little bit facetious, guys, but I'm also, in all humor, there's truth. There's a greater chance that the kind of people who don't want to go to a meeting of other people are developers, right? They're probably high, you know, the marketing people will go, great, let's go meet friends and have wine and cheese and tell stories. It'll be awesome, right? The IT people are like, no. I don't want to go talk to other people. I just assume somebody mail me a job offer right now at exactly the amount of money I want. Well, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Yeah. So look, if you immediately discount the fact that with this simple search, you can find a meeting of Java developers near you in Charlotte, North Carolina, if that's where you are, well, okay, you're entitled to discount whatever you want. And what I would tell you is, don't come crying to me if you don't get the job you want. You can't assume that you're going to get exactly what you want, bang, bang. Okay? So you're going to have to do some work. If you're not willing to work hard on a search, you're going to get crap in terms of search output, search results. And so what we're saying here, you find those meetings, go to the meeting and stick out your hand and say, hey, look, I'm looking for work in this area. And I'm sure they'll ask you three or four questions to determine whether or not you're a developer or a wannabe. And if you're a developer, they'll say, hey, you know, let's come to a couple more, join our group, come to a couple more meetings and stand up and introduce yourself. In fact, we need a podcast about how to introduce yourself to a group if, in fact, you're in the job hunt, and get to know those people. And a couple of them will click with you, hopefully. And they'll say, actually, we're hiring. Why don't you come over and interview? All right, on the second page of the search results, there's another group meeting for Java developers, and they offer free food.
All right, perfect. Now we got people interested.
Yeah. Now, look, I know there's some people listening who go, oh, well, that probably means that there's a sponsor and the sponsor gets first dibs. Yeah, maybe so. Who cares? Maybe it's your dream company is sponsoring this thing. I don't know. The point I'm making here is I found, and you tell me, Mike, if you disagree, if you've seen it differently, you tell me, particularly in the technology space. I've seen a lot of people who start doing a search, and rather than thinking our way, which is you can't get an offer you don't have, you can't take an offer you don't have, and there are two parts of the search, getting offers and then taking offers, they literally unearth potential opportunities, and then they talk themselves out of it. Oh, no, that's in the wrong part of town. No, that's probably not a great company. Oh, you know, but they're probably not really cutting-edge people. Haven't you experienced that?
Absolutely. And it's amazing to me. The same people, if I ask them, well, tell me, how similar is the job that you have now compared to what you thought it was when you joined, right? Given the variability that happens in jobs. So, it's way different than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. It's great, or it's not great. So, well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's true, then why are you turning your nose up at opportunities where you have very, very little detail? Why not explore it a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's go even more general. What about more general IT professionals? Search for your town, your town's name, Charlotte, for instance, your industry, and then put your industry professionals, okay? So in this case, we search for Charlotte, North Carolina, IT professionals. Okay, now the first result was one we'd already found, which I actually find interesting because what that tells me is somebody's probably doing some SEO with that search engine optimization with that particular link, and I like that. Somebody's trying to attract people. Why wouldn't you want to talk to somebody who's attracting people? Even if it's the worst job you would never take in the world, you can't know that until you explore it a little bit more. And then if you get an offer, that you don't want. A, you've gotten some interviewing practice. B, you may learn something about the marketplace that, well, Java developers in Charlotte make slightly more than Java developers in Gainesville, Florida. I'm making that up. And then you get the offer and you turn it down. People are wanting to eliminate opportunities before they have them. Reading something on a Google search page is not an opportunity. It is an opportunity to see an opportunity, and people just walk away from them. And I get frustrated. I'm like, yeah, I looked a lot of stuff. None of it really interested me. You know what? I don't want to help you. I don't want to refer you to one of my friends, and you're going to say, well, they're not this or they're not that. Okay, fine. Well, let me save you the trouble. I'm not going to refer you to that guy. We want you to keep your options open here. Okay? So the second hit on Charlotte, North Carolina IT professionals was for Charlotte networking professionals, another group of business people wanting to meet other professionals. Okay. Is that going to be perfect for you? Probably not. Is it going to be good? It might be. You got to go to find out. There's also there on that second page, the beginning of specific industry professional organizations that we're looking for. The ISACA, which is IT Audit Security Governance Risk Professionals, the AFP Association of Fundraising Professionals. Okay. If you're looking to move from your current industry to a new one, those kind of results would give you networking opportunities, which will help you move industries within your specialty.
Okay, so let's go on to a second example.
Okay, so again, we use Pueblo, Colorado. Okay, do a search, Pueblo, Colorado, Java development. Not really a successful search here. There were training results and there were job results. So we excluded those by adding the hyphen, the minus sign of jobs, and then we did the minus of training, okay? And what that then did was call out those opportunities or those hits or those answers, search results, and we got some meetups, but they were in Colorado Springs and Littleton, which is over 50 miles away. Now, Wendy's not from the States, and she didn't realize that for people in Pueblo, Colorado Springs is a pretty healthy technology hub, as you well know, Mike. Didn't you have an organization out there?
I did.
Working for you at MCI?
I did. Yeah.
And Pueblo actually is not a small town by any means, but I have discovered a lot of Pueblo things happen in Colorado Springs. People drive to Colorado Springs for a lot. You generally don't get recruiters going down to Pueblo nearly as often as they'll come to Colorado Springs, and people will come up to Colorado Springs. You know, as I think about it, it may be because of airline service. I don't remember that off the top of my head. But it's probably, Pueblo is probably not big enough to support a healthy support group of Java development programmers or even IT professionals. Okay? But all's not lost. One result we got was for a Java developer in Pueblo on LinkedIn. Now look, if you listen to our LinkedIn cast, you got to be a little bit careful about sending invitations to people who don't know you on LinkedIn. If they reject you, LinkedIn can limit your access or ban you altogether. You know, I don't hear about that often. You know, I don't send requests, but that may in fact still be true. This is one of the reasons why we try to do timeless casts and not timely casts. Don't send the generic LinkedIn request as your first communication. Introduce yourself in your connection request and explain why you want to connect. You're much more likely to get a successful outcome that way. Now look, when people listen to our cast on LinkedIn, I get a note saying I'd like to add you to my professional network. And you and I say yes, of course, right? Because we're telling people we really like LinkedIn as a professional networking tool. But we assume because of our role that somebody's a listener, and many people do say they're listeners. I'm much more quick to send a personalized response if somebody says they're a longtime listener or, hey, I just listened to your cast, thank you so much, as opposed to the person who just says, I'd like to connect.
Yeah. LinkedIn will link to people, absolutely. On the other hand, somebody linked to me and then 2 days later or sometime afterwards sent me a request to give him a recommendation.
Yeah.
Never met the guy in my life.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah, and then they start sending you notes about their business and so on. I'm like, oh, okay, this is not a place for spam. And folks, by the way, I just want to admit it since we're talking about LinkedIn. All of my LinkedIn requests now go into a LinkedIn folder and they're marked as red. And then what I do is I have a LinkedIn app on my iPad and my iPhone, and every once in a while it says it has a badge on it indicating I have requests. And I go in and I look at the requests there, and I generally say yes there. So if you don't get an answer from me within a week, it's not because I didn't get your mail. It's because I get so many requests, I just put them all in one folder rather than dealing with two or three a day and having to click on the link and having the website tell me, you have to sign in before you can accept, which is not true on the app, which causes me to love the LinkedIn app. But look, what about other IT professionals? Let's broaden the search. If you search Pueblo, Colorado IT professionals, you come up with some of the same results that we found on our previous business search from the last cast. It also comes up with Pueblo.org, okay, which is a site we didn't find earlier, which just goes to show that, you know, you're probably not as great a searcher as you think. There isn't anything clearly related to IT on there, but there is a list of businesses in Pueblo, including information on a recently opened business park. Probably wouldn't take that long to do a quick search to think how big are they and whether or not they could have any interest in Java developers. And look, you want to know where the businesses are in your area? Go to a business park and write down all the names on the map or by the door to an office building.
Yeah, companies don't keep their businesses a secret, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. And look, as I've said before, I'm sure I've said it 10 times on Cass over the last 7 years that, you know, you could drive down the interstate and go by 100 businesses within a mile or two that no one has ever heard of because they're subsidiaries of big companies, or they're B2B companies. They don't market to consumers, or they're privately held. And again, they probably market to businesses and yet are fabulously well run, and you could play a huge role at it. But what most people tell us is, I want to go to work for Google or Dell or Microsoft or Goldman Sachs. And I would argue that that's not because those are great companies, although certainly many of them are, but rather because those are the companies you see advertised. And that is not the sum total of all the businesses in the U.S.
Exactly. Okay. That was a pretty simple example. Let's do one more.
Okay, good. So we use Bremen, Germany as the international example. Okay. Now, no matter what we search for, though, we couldn't find something useful for Java developers or IT professionals in Bremen, even on German language pages. And Wendy is quite fluent in German. Okay. And look, we're being honest. We're not trying to just make it look good that we have great ideas and find a company, find a town that the search will work in. So ask yourself, okay, I'm searching in a particular area. I'm coming up dry. What do I do? Okay. Well, okay, you could try LinkedIn again. You could try talking to your peers and seeing if they know of any other Java developers in your area who you could get to know. When it comes down to it, think of it this way. A group is just two people. So you could start your own. Announce it on our forums. Announce it on LinkedIn. Announce it on meetups.com. And you just took a proactive step to expanding your network rather than sitting back and waiting for people to come to you. Yeah. This then suggests that we need to do a cast about how to create a group and how to reach out to people on LinkedIn. And we will do that to extend our recommendations regarding LinkedIn. It's not perfect, and there is no single job search tactic that is perfect. But if you don't have the job you want or you don't know where to get it, you need to use a lot of imperfect techniques in order to broaden your funnel so you have more opportunities, so that you end up with more offers so you can pick the one that's best. And for those of you who are unemployed, holy Toledo, one job, even if it's not wonderful, let me be really, really blunt. A job that pays you 80% of your last job, or even 70% of your last job, that put food on your table and allows you to go to work and connect with other people and feel useful, can be enormously important. And for many people, with the economy the way it's been for the last couple of years, wanting just one opportunity, when in fact there are many that you could do, may be a bad way to go about a search. Remember, there are two parts to your search, getting offers and taking offers, and they use completely different criteria. Getting offers is all about maximizing the totality of your contacts, assuming that every person has their own interview to offer ratio. Some people get offers every time they interview. Some people only do it once every three times. But if that's in fact generally true, and it generally is in our experience, tripling the number of interviews you have will generally triple the number of offers you have. And that's always a good thing. Only then, when you have an offer, can you make a decision. And maybe you'll choose to go to a work for company that's not the ideal company you've gone to work for. And that's okay. That's happened to virtually everyone I know. They weren't in their perfect job. And then you will be in a job and you'll have more time to do the search you really, really want. And then you'll be reminded again and again and again by us. And Wendy, as Wendy will tell you, the most important cast Career Tools ever did was have a great network so that doesn't happen to you again. And that's it. We just gave some great examples of Googling your town's name and your industry and your specialty. You know, depending upon where you live, the searches will get you different results. In some places, the chamber will be great in the U.S., and in others, it'll be meetups in your industry. Wherever you are, there is something and someone that can help you. And if you come up dry, come to our forums because people are always asking questions there and we'll help you.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Appreciate it.
You bet, partner.
We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.